pastor wants me to introduce Reverend Benjamin C. again, because in Friday, Saturday, not everyone was here, so I will do a brief introduction again.
咁我就喺度咧，同大家嚟到去介紹 Sim清風牧師。
咁 Pastor C. He grew up in Hong Kong. Became a Christian in the home church, the Causeway Bay Baptist Church.
施清峰牧師70年代時候接受主耶穌基督。 咁佢喺香港翻嘅教會係銅鑼灣浸信會。
Which is the one that my wife used to go to?
就係我以前細個喺香港翻嘅教會。
So he before in the 80s he was called into ministry.
喺86年嘅時候，佢被神呼召，全時間奉獻。
And before that, he was a teacher, just like our pastor Benjamin Tam.
之前咧，佢係一位老師，就好似我哋嘅譚牧師一樣。
So he came to the States to study, to continue his seminary study.
所以咧，佢嚟到美國就開始佢嘅神學嘅研讀。
So he pastored two churches in Louisiana and also in Texas.
喺路易斯安那州同埋喺德州兩大地方，佢都有曾經牧會。
And in 2002, he was called back to the Causeway Bay Baptist Church to become the senior pastor.
2002年嘅時候，佢再一次嘅翻到香港，喺自己嘅母會銅鑼灣浸信會成為佢哋嘅主任牧師。
So between 2002 and 2014, the church grew quite a bit under his leadership.
喺2002年至到2014年嘅時候，我哋都係見證到教會嘅增長，喺佢嘅領導之下，教會增長咗不少。
And they have ministry works in mainland China.
佢哋喺中國大陸國內有佢哋嘅侍奉。
Helping those poor countryside people to help them in their living needs, also the education need, and also preaching the gospel to them.
係幫助貧富地區嘅人民咧，係佢哋一啲嘅實際生活上嘅需要，同埋佢哋福音上嘅需要。
And also they helped some churches in China for their leadership training as well.
佢哋亦都係幫助當地嘅教會進行一啲領袖嘅訓練。
So 2014, he semi-retired and came back to the States.
2014年，佢半退休，然後就翻翻嚟美國。
And he is now going to complete his doctoral study in SMU.
佢而家咧就喺SMU嗰度咧就繼續完成佢嘅博士學位。
And his topic of the thesis is about spiritual formation.
佢嘅題目係靈命塑造。
So as last night you might have heard that he has some kind of instrument to measure a person's spiritual journey.
佢咧係研發咗咧一種嘅assessment tools 啊，即係一啲嘅係衡量嘅標準咧，係可以睇到你喺靈命嘅路程上係行到幾遠。
So and we are going to give the following time to Pastor C.
你將以下嘅時間俾施清峰牧師同埋譚仁元牧師。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
感謝神喺教會週年紀念嘅時候，可以同大家一同敬拜，一同嘅感恩。
I thank God that I can join you in worship and thanksgiving in your church anniversary.
我哋先一同嚟到禱告。Let's
pray together first.
天父，我哋感謝讚美你。Dear
Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
因為你是教會的元首,
because you are the head, the Lord of the church.
你創立教會,
you established us.
你在當中建立我們每一個人,
you have strengthened and built up each and every one of us.
因著主耶穌基督，因為我們可以成為你自己的兒女,
and in the grace of our Lord Jesus, we can be your children.
在过去37年的里面，主啊，你在这个地方来到燃亮这个灯台。
You allow us to be a lampstand in the past 37 years in this corner.
让他去多多的弟兄姊妹，许多的朋友在这里来到认识你，成为你教会里面的人。
To come to know you and to become into the body of Christ.
今天我们聚集在这里，我们一同的来到将荣耀和赞美归给你。
We come together to give you praise and glory and honor.
求主帮助我们，当我们领受你自己恩惠的时候，
Help us as we enjoy and receive your grace.
我们又真是渴慕来到去按你的旨意行。
We will hunger and thirst to live and according to your will.
在前面的日子里面，我们更加能够活出主耶稣的教会那个的身份和使命。
In the days to come, we can even live out even more faithfully your calling to your church.
求主在接下来这个时间里面，让你再一次用你的话来提醒我们。
Use the word to speak to us at this moment.
再一次来到去激励我们。
Again, encouraging us and motivating us.
让我们同心同德的，一同来跟随你在这个地方，继续为主作盐作光。
That we may in this place to be light and salt to the world again.
求圣灵在我们心里面做感动和解明的工作。
Holy Spirit, work in our heart and mind.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
过去两个晚上的聚会里面，我们一同来看神怎样在我们个人的生命里面谱写传奇。
In the past two evenings, we have seen that how God has been writing in our life, using our life to write legendary life.
亦都提到个人的生命的传奇。同埋我哋信仰群体系点样嚟到相关
？And also reminding us how individual life and the life of a whole faith community are related.
其实讲得白啲嘅就系话，我嘅故事同埋我哋嘅故事系点样相关
？In other words, how is my story and our story related？
咁早上我哋要再进一步嚟睇一个更加重要嘅事情。
We take one more step this morning to study even something even more important.
我哋话个人嘅传奇、教会嘅传奇，必须要成为基督传奇嘅一部分。
We say my personal legend and the legend of the church must become a part of the life of Christ。
我嘅故事结合成为我哋嘅故事，而最终系要展现基督嘅故事。
My story has to become our story, and together we, our story must become the story of Christ.
有时候有啲嘅神学家会讲，嗰个系有关基督嘅宏大叙事，所谓 meta narrative。
Okay, a lot of theologians they use this term meta narrative to describe the life of Christ.
我自己睇翻我嘅个人嘅经验。
As I look back to my own personal experience,
当我受浸加入我自己嘅教会嘅时候
，When I became a Christian and joined my own home church,
我记得好清楚，嗰年系12周年。
I remember very clearly it was on the 12th anniversary of my home church.
我就系喺周年纪念嘅崇拜里面受浸。
12th anniversary of my own church that I was baptized.
那时候我是一个19岁的后生仔。
I was 19.
老虎都打死几只。
Oh, I thought I grabbed the whole world by the tail.
我不知道什么叫攰。
I didn't know what it means to be fatigued or tired.
但是今年我只是教会刚刚庆祝了54周年。
Well, this year my home church celebrated 54th anniversary.
不讲你看我都知道这个是花甲老翁。
No, I don't have to tell you that I have a crown of glory. I'm elderly now.
我想下，如果是我的故事就等于教会的故事就弊了。
Now, if my story becomes the story of the church, then it will be big trouble.
一个很有活力、很有精力的教会变成一个动不到的老爷爷的教会。
From a church that used to be full of energy, now become an old man like me, lacking in energy.
但我们感谢神，其实呢真的我们看见神在每一个世代里面去不断的要带领人加入教会。
But we praise God that through every generation God raised up servants of His, faithful believers of His, to become leaders and servants in the church.
所以在教会里面我们有年长的，我们有年轻的。
So in every church in our church, we have those that are elderly and those who are younger.
昨晚我们就提到我们真的要年长年青，我哋要携手同行，要同心同德嘅嚟到去延续教会嘅故事。
Now last night we mentioned that every generation, whether it is older or younger, you need to work together to build up the church.
但是当我想下，如果我们所延续的教所谓教会的故事、教会的传奇，如果跟基督的传奇是无关的话，
But if the legend of the church, the story of the church has nothing to do with the life of Christ,
一切都是枉然，
then nothing is worth anything, everything is wasted.
因为这一切教会所作的一切是要成就神救赎的旨意。
Because all that the church does has to fulfill the plan of redemption of God.
我们常常说周年纪念是一个很适合我们回顾和前瞻的一个时刻。
We say that church anniversary is a good time for us to look back as well as looking forward.
因为每当周年纪念的时候，我们就思想到神在我们个人、在我们家庭、在我们教会里面所赐下各样的恩惠。
Okay, every time we have an anniversary, we remember how God has been so gracious to us individually, or as a family, or as a whole church.
当我们心被恩感的时候，我们就有了一个动力，好想在前面，我们要继续的跟随神，来到去成就祂的旨意。
So when our heart is so touched with gratitude, we want to be even more faithful to fulfill the will of God in our life, in the church life, in the years to come.
我记得在我们教会45周年的时候，
I remember my own church has a 45th anniversary.
我们很感谢神，在45年里面我们回顾的时候看到很多的事情，很多的恩惠，很多的事情发生。
So we were very grateful at that time because we look back, God has been so gracious to us.
所以教会的一班领袖就跟弟兄姊妹一起商量，就说我们在未来50周年应该是一个很大的一个里程碑，我们呢在45周年到50周年之间这五年，我们要为教会做一个更好的规划。
So the leadership of the church was very grateful and they were very visionary, so they say in the next 5 years before we come to our 50th anniversary we should have a 5-year plan to see what God can do among us in the next 5 years.
我们要由祷告开始，我们要来到去 involve 不同年龄层的弟兄姊妹，我们一同来到看在前面的五年里面神要我们在教会里面做一些什么。
So we begin with prayer. We got to involve every generation in the church to work together and to see what God can do for us through us in the next 5 years.
在那段的时间里面，神就给我们一个感动、一个挑战、一个负担，就是我们要开席一个堂会。
So God move us and challenge us and give us a burden that we need to plan another church in the next 5 years.
我们在那个直堂的过程里面，我们看见神很大的恩惠。
We saw a lot of grace from God in the process of planting another church.
在2012年的时候，我们终于在这个的将军澳的地方，我们当时做过一些人口普查，是那个人口增长最快的两个城市之一。
Okay, we did a lot of survey, a lot of statistical studies, and we found that there are two locations in Hong Kong that had the highest population growth.
我们就进入那个社区，开始做一些接触当地的居民的工作。
So we went to one of those two, and then we started contacting and having connection with the local populations.
在13年的时候，我们就成立了这个的方堂。
We planted a church in 2013.
在回来，我 今年回来之前，我刚刚就跟他们庆祝了四周年。
And before I came back this year, I celebrated the 4th anniversary with this church plant.
在那里看到，当我们去坐在那里看回那个方堂里面，那些弟兄姊妹，在里面这好几十个弟兄姊妹，其实都是在直堂工作里面我们带领信主。
I joined them, I saw quite a few scores of them, and I thank God because those scores of church members, they were all believers that came to faith through our ministry in those 5 years.
在那里我们心里面真的有很大很大的感谢。
We were greatly thankful.
当我们去回顾的时候，
so as we look back,
我们去准备向前望的时候，
as we prepare to look ahead,
有一样东西我们要做的。
There's one thing we need to do.
我们要重新检视究竟我们对教会的本身的身份和使命的理解是否清楚。
We need to re-examine whether our vision and understanding of the mission of the church is correct or not.
当我们明白之后，我们要看我们所处的个环境里面，在此时此刻里面，教会这个身份、教会这个使命应该怎样来到实践。
Only when we are clear about the identity and the mission of a church can we build a healthy church.
所以今天我就很想在这里跟大家我们去回顾一下，重温一下教会的身份，教会的使命是怎样。
So I'd like to reflect with you again, what is the mission, what is the identity of the body of Christ?
今早中我们读了一段的经文，就在这个马太福音第十六章15-19节。
The first text we studied this morning, Matthew 16, verses 15 to 19.
我们知道这一段的经文是一个非常著名的经文，因为在这个该撒利的腓立比，当耶稣问他门徒我是谁的时候，
It's a very well known passage. Jesus and the disciples were Caesarea Philippi, and Jesus was asking the disciples, Who do you think I am?
彼得就出来讲，他就说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter stood up and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
这个是一个非常著名的认讯。
This is a very well-known confession.
在里面我们看见耶稣基督听到彼得的回答之后，他就立时的了称赞彼得。
When Jesus heard this confession from Peter, he immediately praised him.
在那里耶稣说，你所讲的你这个认讯不是从你自己来的，是从上头来，是神所启示来的。
Jesus said, your confession did not come from man, but be revealed to you from God.
在这个宣告里面，耶稣跟住做了一个的，在这个认讯里面，耶稣做了一个宣告。
Following this confession, Jesus made another proclamation.
宣告在这个的根基上面，他要建立教会。
Jesus proclaimed that on this rock, on this foundation, I will build my church.
这个就是整卷新约圣经第一次提到教会这个字。
This is the first time that the word church is mentioned in the New Testament.
而且耶稣用彼得的名来作为一个引子，话俾门徒听，佢将嗰个教会要建立喺彼得嘅认信上面。
And Peter used, Jesus used the name of Peter as a starting point to lead the disciples to understand the nature and identity of the church.
喺呢个十六章十八节，彼得嗰个嘅名字喺原来嘅希腊文里边系 Petros。
In verses, chapter 16, verse 18, the word Peter originally, in the original language, is Petros, meaning a rock.
是啦，那个字的意思就是一块石头。
The meaning of the word is a rock.
同磐石那个字是有同根，但不是同一个字，磐石是 Petros, P-E-T-R-A.
The Peter's word, the name is Petros, but then there's another Greek word, Petra,
所以主耶稣对彼得所讲的话可以这样来理解。
So we can understand the meaning of Jesus' word this way.
其实耶稣是说，你的名就叫做石头，但是我要将我教会建立在你所认信的这个磐石上面。
What Jesus is saying that your name means a rock, but the rock on which I will build my church is the rock meaning your confession rather than your name.
我们知道这个的天主教他就用这里的经文去说，耶稣说要将教会建立在彼得身上。
Peter, Roman Catholic Church uses verse to teach that the Church of Christ is built on this Apostle Peter.
然后他们就追认彼得是第一任教皇，彼得自己都不知道的。
And then they proclaim that Peter was the first Pope, and Peter doesn't even know that himself.
但在这里我们很清楚，耶稣不是说要将教会建立在彼得这个个人的身上。
What Jesus is saying is that I'm not building my church on you individually.
彼得，神要将教会建立在彼得所认信的这个磐石上面。
But God wants to build his church on the confession that Peter proclaimed.
彼得的认信指着谁说？
The confession of Christ, confession of Peter was a reference to whom?
指住耶稣基督讲，他说你是基督，你是那位要来的受膏者，你是永生神的儿子。
It's a reference of Christ. You are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God. That's his confession.
所以我们知道耶稣基督说我要将教会建立在彼得这个这么清楚的认识上面，耶稣就是以色列人一直所盼望要来的那个弥赛亚。
The Christ is the one long expected Messiah of the Jews.
但是我们看见以色列人所盼望所等待的是一个好像摩西这样一个的大先知的一个受膏者。
But the expectation Messianic expectation of the Jews are totally different from Christ. They expected a Mosaic kind of a Messiah.
他们期望一个强者尼赛亚，一个王者尼赛亚，要带领他们摆脱外族人的辖制。
Okay, they were expecting a Messiah that will deliver them militarily with great military power from oppression.
但神的计划却是道成肉身，亲自的来到这个世界里面寻找拯救那些失丧的人。
But God's plan is different. God's plan is that I will come among you, God becoming a man, to save sinners from their sin.
这个是以色列人能够接受，到今天都不明白。
And that's not something that the Jews can accept. Even today, they still would not accept or understand.
保罗有时称这个是福音的奥秘。
Paul was usually sometimes called this is the mystery of the gospel.
亦都有称这个是基督的奥秘。
Or the mystery of Christ.
就是有关基督的宏大叙事，或者是基督的传奇。
Okay, this is so called the legend of the life of Christ, a meta narrative.
在这个哥罗西书一章二十六至二十七节。
Colossians 1 verses 27.
保罗说这个奥秘是历世历代一直隐藏的。
Paul says this mystery has been hidden from us for generations.
但是到今天就向各信徒来到显明。
But reveal to us believers today.
而且在第二章第二节他更加直接说神的奥秘就是基督。
And Colossians 2:2, Paul would say, the mystery of God is Christ.
而且我们回到去看这个提摩太前书三章十六节。
And 1 Timothy verses 16 of chapter 3.
在那里保罗就赞叹这个奇妙的奥秘。
Paul was praising the greatness of this mystery.
他说大灾敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使向见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Beyond our questions, great is this mystery. He, Christ, appeared in body, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory.
耶稣说我的教会就是建立在神所设立的这个救恩上面。
Jesus said, My church will be built on this salvation given to us by God.
是建立在这位道成肉身来到的弥赛亚身上。
It's built on the foundation of Christ's word, the word of God, the word becoming flesh.
耶稣基督是教会的磐石，是不会移动的根基。
Jesus Christ is the rock and the foundation of the church, an immovable foundation.
教会是因为这个原因被召出来的群，我们去要认识这位耶稣基督，而且他建立关系。
For this reason, the church is those that are called out of the world to know Christ and to relate to Christ.
我们要将我们生命植根在这个磐石上面。
See, we build our life firmly grounded in this solid rock, which is Christ.
而且当我们去留心耶稣的讲话的时候，他说我要将我的教会建在这个磐石上面。
If we hear the word of Christ, Jesus carefully, we hear that Jesus said, I will build my church on the rock.
这个我的这个的代名词在希腊的文化里面有两个可能性，一个呢是所谓 possessive genitive, 就是所谓所有格，另一个呢是 attributive genitive,就是属性格。
Okay, this pronoun my church, my, in the original Greek can be interpreted two different ways. It could be a genitive, possessive genitive, or it can be an attributive genitive.
这个一方面不单只要表明教会是属于基督的。
Okay, possessive genitive means this belongs to Christ, the church belongs to Christ.
而且也都讲明教会应该有基督的属性。
In another word, the other attributive, genitive means the attributes, the characters of Christ should be in the church.
当我们明白教会是属于基督的，
When we understand the church belongs to Christ,
我们又知道在教会里面我们要学习，也都帮助每一个弟兄姊妹将生命的主权交回给神。
We realize that the sovereignty of our own life belongs not to ourselves but to Christ and to be given to Him.
因为我们是属于祂的。
Because I belong to Him, we belong to Him.
有时候我们基督徒信了主之后，
A lot of Christians after they became believer,
我们仍然在我们生命里面自己作主。
They still consider their life belonging to themselves.
我们在很多的决定上面，我们先来到去问我想怎
样。 A lot of decision making, the process is they first of all they ask, what do I want for myself?
到我们记起的时候就想想神想我怎样呢？
But we remember, it is what God wants from us.
但如果我们知道教会是属于基督的，
When we realize that the church belongs to Christ,
基督就应该在我们生命上面 有嗰个主导嘅位置。
Okay, the highest priority, the center of our life, then should be belonging to Christ.
如果我哋话我哋明白教会系有应该有基督嘅属性嘅
，If we say that the church should possess the character and attributes of Christ，
咁样教会所做嘅一切嘅事
，then all that the church does，
就系要帮助里边每一个嘅人，每一个弟兄姊妹
，is to help every members of the church， every body member of the body，
佢嘅生命会有耶稣基督嗰种嘅。属性显露出来
to possess the character and the attributes of Christ manifested in each life.
我们刚才读到这个以弗所书三章
We read earlier Ephesians chapter 3.
那里说神他是在教会里面让教会做一件的事情就是教会要成为神智慧的一个见证。
Ephesians 3 said the church should become the testimony of the wisdom of God.
因为神要是藉着耶稣基督改变人的生命。
Because God wants to change lives of men through Christ Jesus.
那个的改变大多个地步他说天上执政的掌权的都在当中看见哦实在奇妙神居然可以这样将败坏的人要转变成为有基督的这种的品格。
Let the change in our lives be wondered, be amazed by authorities and rulers in the heavenly realm.
今天当我们明白教会这个本质的时候
When we understand the character and the substance, a real substance of the church.
我们就要翻转头来去检视我们在教会里面我们的事工我们的工作。
Then we need to re-examine the work and the life of our church.
我们所做的是不是真的有帮助到弟兄姊妹个人和神的关系一步一步的来亲密。
Does what we do help each believer to become closer related to Christ?
我们在那个的所作的所有的事情上面有没有让弟兄姊妹的灵性不断的被神塑造
Does everything that we do help believers grow and to be modeled, to be molded in our spiritual life?
以至于耶稣基督他身上各样的那种的属性那种的特征在我们身上一路一步一步的显露出来
So the attributes and characters of Christ can be manifested from our life even more.
今天 当我们去看特别是教会里面信徒培育的工作
See, as we look at the nurturing the discipleship of the believers in the church
在过往这二三十年里面
In the past 20-30 years
很多的华人教会我们主要是通过主学的教导
A lot of Chinese churches only use the teaching in the Sunday school
我们通过讲台上面的讲道
Through the preaching from the pulpit
这些都是非常的重要
Well, those are important
但我哋发觉，当喺我系大概系应该一五年啦，一五年尾嘅时候，我参加过一个咧系华人嘅呢个基督教教育嗰个嘅一个嘅 conference。
About a year ago, I attended a conference of Christian education among Chinese churches。
主办嘅人话俾我哋听，呢个系第二届。
Those who come up with the conference say this is the second time they convene。
但是第一屆是幾時呢第一屆是二十幾年前
Well, when was the first time? 20 some years ago
為什麼有第二屆呢因為實在很多的華人教會開始發現哎呀我們那個的教導的工作那個信徒培育工作有很多的難處
Why second time after 20 some years? Because they say we realize that there are a lot of difficulty in nurturing in the discipleship of the believers.
昨晚我都有稍稍提过就说我们今天呢对研习圣经对翻主学那个热诚好像慢慢减退。
I mentioned yesterday last night that there seems to be a decline in our discipline and our interest in Sunday school or studying the word of God.
我在大学时的时候曾经帮一个教会去做主日学老师培训的工作。
And when I was in Dallas, I did a little Sunday school teacher's training.
但是那个教会过往正正就是以主学强查经班强查经是很热心了著名
okay, that church was well known years ago for its strength in Sunday school and Bible study programs
然后牧师就跟我说他说现在不单止找老师教难找同学来听更难
okay, the pastor told me that not only was it difficult to find teachers but evenmore difficult to find students in Sunday school.
在那个 conference 里面这个 俾我聽到好多嘅參加嘅人，佢有同樣嘅一種嘅睇見一個體會。
And during the conference, they share with me that they see the same picture and problem。
喺呢個信徒培育嘅事情上面，好似我哋真係要去更新，要去有啲嘢，我哋要去更加去進一步嚟。
Yeah, we need to improve. We need to work harder on the discipleship of believers。
我哋睇见喺教会嗰个嘅信徒嘅培育里边，我哋好多系喺群体嘅层面嚟到去做。
Okay, we do spiritual nurturing and discipleship. We usually do it with in terms of big programs.
但系我亦都知道，我哋喺过往两堂里面提到好多嘅弟兄姊妹，佢喺嗰个属灵嘅成长上面喺唔同嘅地步里边。
Okay, we know we hear from the last two evenings that we know that these believers members are in different stages of spiritual formation。
系喺面对紧唔同嘅挑战。
Okay, they face different challenges。
其实系个别嘅弟兄姊妹系需要一啲我哋话personal 嘅 individual 嘅 attention， 一啲嘅个人嘅一啲嘅关心。
Okay, each and every believers need some personal individual attention in their spiritual formation。
我哋相信我哋嘅牧者、我哋嘅传道人、我哋当中嘅老师已经系做紧呢啲嘅嘢。
We believe that the pastors and teachers are already doing that kind of nurturing。
但系我哋相信嗰个嘅数量，人嘅数量系唔足够去照顾教会里面每一个弟兄姊妹佢个别灵性上面嘅需要。
But we know that so few cannot meet the spiritual needs of so many。
我哋相信有两样嘢要出现。
There are two things that we need to do。
第一样嘢就系每一个弟兄姊妹佢哋对自己灵命成长佢睇重，佢愿意嚟到去花时间喺上边。
The first is that each and every believers need to value their own individual spiritual growth。
然之后第二样嘢，我哋需要有啲比较成长嘅，喺主里边行得远啲嘅，佢有一个愿意嘅心，我哋都帮助比较年轻嘅一代。
The second thing we need to see is that those among us who are more spiritually mature, those who have been walking with the Lord longer, they need to step up and pay attention to those that are less mature and younger.
唔系去教个班，而系话系同佢哋建立个人嘅因为所谓属灵友谊嘅关系。
Not to teach a class, but to build up spiritual relationship with individually.
当越多咁样嘅人出现嘅时候，
so when we have more and more such people，
我哋相信喺教会里面整个属灵嘅气氛就唔一样。
We can see that there are a whole difference in the spiritual atmosphere of the whole church。
我哋相信我哋更加容易喺教会里面讲到我属灵生命里面一啲嘅难处、一啲嘅问题。
We can be even more spiritually open when that happens。
我哋可以发觉喺里面，我喺教会里面揾到一啲了解嘅、支持嘅。
Well, we can find those that understand and that are supportive.
我们一同的有追求在我们生命里面有基督的那种的属性。
Okay, together we'll pursue the character and attribute of Christ.
我们很多时候说我们属灵成长的目标就是效法基督。
And we say all the time that the goal of our spiritual formation is to imitation, is the imitation of Christ.
但我们很清楚，个模仿不是在形式上面。
But the imitation is just not outside appearance.
我们所模仿是我们在基督的品格、基督的属性上面，我们来到去让圣灵塑造我们。
The invitation is to allow the Spirit of God to mold us, transform us from within.
其实当我们去看我们在这个的社会里面，我们今天我们看见很多的人对基督徒的一种的看法，就是说他们说的和做的好像差很远。
Okay, we always hear that people who are outside, those unbelievers, they would say that you Christians, what you say and how you live are totally different.
这种的评价其实就说他们明白他们要成为怎样的人，但是他们的行动、他们的行为上面没有显露到那种的品格、那种的性质出来。
They criticize us with some lot of reality that what we say we ought to be and what we actually are, there's a great distance between the two.
我相信有些弟兄姊妹可能读过一本书叫 Unchristian。
I'm sure you might have you're well known of a book, you're familiar with a book called Unchristian.
这个的作者他在那本书里面他做了一些的做了一些 survey， 然后他发觉有六样东西是当今世代的人对基督徒或者基督教信仰一些负面的看法。
The author said that there are six criticism, there are six negative the evaluation from the outside world toward Christians.
其中一個就是 hypocrite, 假冒偽善。
One of them is hypocrisy.
他就說看見他們所講的跟他的生命所行出來的不一樣，我就不要信了。
He said, because what you say and how you live are different, therefore why should I be a Christian?
當然我們知道我們不是要去迎合世人的要求。
Of course, we don't conform to the expectations and demand of the world.
我們知道這個世代那種價值的扭曲是我們沒辦法去迎合的。
Because we know that we can never conform to the crooked demand of the world.
但如果我們說我們是屬基督的。
But we say, if we say we belong to Christ,
我們說教會是有基督屬性的。
We say church belongs to Christ.
我們就要活出基督的樣式。
Then we need to live out the life of Christ.
我們看見當耶穌基督被審問的時候，
You know, when Jesus was being tried,
就算是基督的仇敵都不可以在他身上找出什麼罪來。
Even the enemies of Christ cannot find any fault with him.
我們看見彼得的應信說教會建立在基督這個磐石上面。
Now Peter's confession and Jesus said the church is built on this rock.
這個不是只是一個神學的論述。
It's not a theological idea.
這個是我們要用生命你去彰顯的真理。
But something to be manifested, something to be lived out with our life.
然後在主耶穌在這個馬太福音十六章十八節的下半節，
Matthew 16:18，
他指出教會是得勝的教會。
Jesus said the church is a victorious church.
就算是陰間的門都不能夠勝過他。
Even the gate of Hades cannot overcome it.
我們相信基督的屬性其中一個很重要的指示是指著耶穌基督勝過死亡的那種復活大能。
One of the attributes of Christ is that he has the power to overcome death.
就是陰界的門都不能捆鎖核制復活的主。
Even the power of Hades, power of hell, cannot constrain, cannot control, cannot imprison Christ.
教會應該是生命敗壞的生命得到轉化改變更新的地方。
The church should be a place where life should be changed from corruption to life.
教會不是好人來聚集的地方。
Church is not a place where good people come together.
教會是自覺生命裡面有這個更新改變的需要的人來到這裡得著神在他生命裡面的改造。
Church is a place where people who realize that their corrupt life need to be changed and they come and they live out their transformation.
我們在教會當中我們應該不斷見證神在人身上這種改變的工作。
We who are in the church, we need to use our life to bear witness to the transformation power of God.
無論是一個不信的人到對耶穌基督的認信，
whether an unbeliever and how they look at Christ，
或是我們信主的人在我們的失敗裡面因著耶穌基督因為我們被更新過來，
or believers like us because of the power of Christ changing our failures，
每一次當我們見到這些事情發生的時候，
every time we see these things happening，
我們知道教會就行在正確的路上面，
we know that the church is on the right track。
然後在這個馬太福音十六章十九節，
Matthew 16:19，
只有對彼得說，我要把天國的約匙給你，凡你在地上所捆綁的在天上有捆綁，凡你在地上釋放的在天上也要釋放。
Jesus said, I have given you the keys to heaven. Those you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and those you set free or loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
天主教認為這個天國的約匙就是進入天國的門匙。
Roman Catholic interpret this as the keys to heaven is a key that opened the door to go into heaven.
所以不知道你有沒有見過一些卡通，就是有個彼得這樣的人就站在天堂的門口，那個 Pearl Gate 面。
I don't know if you have seen this cartoon. It's a picture of Peter, kind of a type of a person at the Pearl Gate of heaven.
然後每一個進來的人先要回答彼得的問題。
And everyone need to answer Peter's question.
如果答得對，彼得就開門給他。
Okay, if you give him the right answer, Peter will use his key to open the door for you to go in.
他就入去。
And then you answer the right question, you can go into heaven.
這個是漫畫版。
Now, this is cartoon.
但是這個 exactly 就是中世紀的時候 羅馬天主教佢哋喺神學上面嘅認定。
Now, that's exactly the kind of Middle Age Roman Catholic theology.
就係教會以外沒有救恩。
That is, without the Christ, outside of the church, there is no salvation.
所以當時 excommunication 將你趕出教會係好大嘅事，因為趕出教會等於趕你入地獄。
Okay, and those times excommunication with the church is a great deal because if you are kicked out of the church, that means you are kicked into hell.
教會成為救恩在地上的總代理。
The church becomes the agent, the sole agent of salvation.
所以那個的圖畫就是這個的彼得被授予人得救与否的权柄。
So we think of Roman Catholics saying that Peter received the authority to demand or to proclaim you are saved or not.
人能不能够进入天国这个地方是决定于彼得他那个的决定，他那个的辨识。
Whether you are saved or not depends on what Peter says about you, whether he opened the door for you or not.
但当我们去看回马太福音的时候，
But when we look at Matthew 16,
当很多个地方讲到天国的时候，它不是讲紧一个个住处，一个地方。
Whenever heaven is mentioned in Matthew, it's not talking about a specific locality.
大部分都是讲紧神的主权和治权。
But a place where God's sovereignty and authority is exercised.
如果我们再看清楚，在原文里面那个钥匙那个字，不是单数，不是一把钥匙，是众数。
The original text, the word key is plural and not singular.
在那裡不是一條鑰匙，而是一束的鑰匙。
Not one key, but a bunch of keys.
所以這裡的圖畫不是主張開啟或者關閉進入天國大門的鑰匙授予聖伯多祿。
所以 so, the word key is not one particular key given to the Pope that opened the door of heaven or not.
而是管理主人的產業那位的管家被授予一束代表主人擁有權和治理權的鑰匙。
But a bunch of keys given by the master to a steward to entrust to him the management, the authority to govern.
这个的管家拿着这抽的锁匙，他是要按主人的心意去管理和运用这些产业。
And the steward holding the bunch, the authority and entrustment by the master to manage his business, to manage the asset of the master.
所以授予的不是权力，是责任和使命。
So what is given and entrusted is not power, but responsibility.
保罗说我们是基督的执事，就是基督的仆人，是神奥秘事的管家。
Paul said, I am the servant of Christ, I am the steward of the mystery.
所求于管家的就是有忠心。
What is expected of the steward is faithfulness and
loyalty. 在那里彼得刚刚做完那个认信，耶稣基督将这个钥匙，这抽的钥匙给彼得，彼得是作为教会的代表。
Okay, as soon as Peter's confession, Christ entrusted him the keys, that means Peter is being a representative of the whole church.
在那里神是对教会说，我将我的所有的恩惠，那个拥有权、治理权透过这个交给你，你去运用。
Okay, God is saying, Lord Jesus is saying, I have given the authority to govern to the whole church.
教会被授予责任和使命去运用和管理神的恩赐。
The church has been given the responsibility and the duty to manage the business of Christ.
以至到他的主权，神的主权和治权能够落实在属神的人身上。
And so that the authority and the sovereignty of Christ is given to the church to manage the business of God.
以至神的救赎的旨意可以完成。
So the will, the God's will of redemption can be fulfilled.
我们看回，如果再读下去的时候，我们看见在十八章耶稣讲了同样的话。
Matthew 18, Jesus would say the same thing.
那个是在当这个的前面在这句说话前面是讲到教会要执行教会纪律。
Matthew 18 actually is a passage about discipline in the church.
当教会里面弟兄姊妹有纷争的时候，教会应该怎样处理。
Okay, when there is division in the church, how should the church manage?
讲完之后又讲回这段的说话。
And then after that, Jesus repeat the same word.
如果我们能够明白我们今天所讲，我们知道耶稣就说当 这个的教会被授予这个权柄的时候，他要管理好。
Well, Jesus repeating is saying that when the church receives such entrustment, we need to manage the assets of God well.
其实当我们作为牧师的，
we who are preachers and pastors,
很多时候我们坐在这里，我们想我们弟兄姊妹的时候，
oftentimes we think about you.
我们真的很多时候很感恩。
See, we are so thankful for you.
因为我们看见很多弟兄姊妹的身上实在有很多的恩赐。
Because we see there you are so gifted.
有很多的能力，
you have so much ability.
在里面，他们在人生里面有神的带领，他有很多的机遇。
We've seen that you have been entrusted so much in life.
我知道有很多的弟兄姊妹，他们可以做的事我做不到的。
Okay, so much you can do that we cannot do.
有很多的人，他们可以接触到，我接触不到的。
A lot of people that you can come into contact with, but we cannot.
所以当我一想，如果每一个弟兄姊妹我们在一起作为一个教会的时候，我们能够运用好，我们能够用好神给我们恩赐，用好所有神摆在我们中间的人，我们说这个是怎样的一个景象。
Oh, well, we say that, well, if everyone can utilize what God has given each and every one of us, it will be a totally different picture.
在这里耶稣基督不单止告诉我们教会是怎样，教会的本身的身份是什么。
Christ tells us not only the identity of what the church should be,
耶稣基督亦都话俾佢听，教会被委予一个好重大嘅使命。
Christ also tells us that we are entrusted with the most important commission.
耶稣基督喺呢个马太福音廿八章十八节嗰度话俾佢听，佢话天上地下所有权柄都归喺佢身上。
Matthew 28:18, Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me."
喺主里边有一切嘅丰富。
There is an unsearchable richness in Christ.
然之后主就对教会讲，呢一切嘅丰富，你都有嗰个嘅，都系 accessible to you， 都系你可以支取嘅。
And Jesus said.All my riches are accessible by you.
你睇下呢抽锁匙，我已经交咗俾你啦。
唔知啲 whole bunch of keys。
咁咪攞住呢抽锁匙，你要做嘅就系运用好呢啲嘅恩赐，运用好呢啲嘅权柄。
Use all the gifts that I've given you well.
让神嘅嗰个嘅旨意能够喺呢个地上嚟到成就。
And let the will of God be fulfilled on earth through us.
我哋唔单止当我哋话我哋要去。做全方位工作，我们去成就神这个救赎的旨意的时候，
okay, we say not only do we need to fulfill the plan of redemption for the world，
我们不单只要口传，我们更加需要让人在我们身上或者在教会里面经历到基督的丰富，经历到基督的爱。
We express, we preach the gospel not only with words but that through our lives, through our experience of the abundance of God's grace, the world may see our faith is real.
教会要学会爱邻舍，把握各种关怀和服侍的机会。
The church need to practice loving your neighbor and caring for the community.
以基督的爱去爱那些需要中的人。
Love those who are in need of God's love.
我们看见主耶稣基督已经是藉着好撒玛利人的故事告诉他们哪些是我们的邻舍。
You remember the parable of the good Samaritans? Who are our neighbors?
就是那些神放在我们身边，放在我们关系网络里面那些有需要的人。
God has brought to our proximity.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹在你的社区里面，在你的关系的网络里面，去用基督的爱来关心这些人。
So love those with the love of Christ, those in your community as well as in your social network.
做好福音的执事。
Okay, be a good servant of the gospel.
让缺乏的人可以听到神恩典的好消息。
Let those who have never experienced the grace of God to understand to hear that God loved them too.
我又想分享一下我们在那个开席堂会的那个过程里面一些经验。
I want to share with you some experience about planting the church.
当我们开始的时候，我们在2012年底，在藉着这个圣诞节的时间，我们又租了一个体育馆。我哋喺嗰度咧，我哋就去招待嗰啲當地啲居民，我哋周圍派單張，鼓勵啲人嚟。我哋有啲有各項嘅活動，有身體檢查， 有一啲嘅台上面嘅一啲嘅唱詩各樣嘅去鼓勵啲人嚟。
At the end of 2012, we rented a gymnasium and we spread a lot of flyers in the whole community, inviting the neighbors to come into the gym. And we did a lot of health services, we did a lot of activities, music, and so on.
我哋大概收翻嚟800份嘅問卷。
Okay, we received 800 survey return.
在这800份的问卷里面，他们告诉我们，他们希望如果有一个教会在这里出现，他们会有一些什么的服侍。
We ask, what do you need? What service do you need if there should be a church among you?
然后我们就选了一些最多人回应的，我们就开始办一些活动。
And from the most, what people needed, according to that, we provided services and activities.
因为当我们开始进入这个的直堂的工作里面的时候，我们有一个共识的，就我们不是一个移民的直堂，将一些在那里居住的或者在附近居住的弟兄姊妹移去那里。
And we had a common understanding when we planted the church.
我们是希望进入那个的社区里面去接触那些未信主的人。
We want to enter into the community and be in touch with those that are unbelievers.
我们想去了解他们的需要。
We want to understand their needs.
但是在那个过程里面，我们已经经历了很多的挫败。
Okay, we did a lot of mistakes. We faced a lot of failures in the whole process.
攞翻嚟嗰八百个回应里边，我哋拣完又拣，做完又做之后咧，发觉有好多假名，有好多假地址，有好多即系联络唔上嘅。
From those 800 return surveys, we found that there are a lot of false names, a lot of false information.
我哋开始一啲嘅福音嘅其实都未开始讲福音啊，同佢建立友谊嘅活动。我哋去办一啲嘅旅行，办一啲嘅呢啲活动嘅时候，系有啲人嚟，几十人咁样嚟。
Yeah, we did a lot of pre-evangelism. We took them on outings. Well, scores of people did come.
然后咧，我哋话我哋开始有一个查经嘅时间，如果有兴趣就嚟啦。嚟嘅时候系两个人。
Then we say we're going to have some Bible study. If you're interested, you come. While those who come is a whopping number of two.
我哋五六个人坐喺度，佢两个人嚟。
We have 5-6 Christians. There were two interested.
咁吓到下一次就剩翻一个。
Then the next time only one came.
喺里边我哋一路去问神啊，究竟我哋要做乜嘢？我哋入去，我哋点样去关心啲人？我哋又唔识佢，点去爱佢哋
？We ask God, what are we going to do? We want to love them, but we don't know what we're doing.
虽然在开始的时候，其实在开始进入这个社区之前好几个月，我们开始已经在那里行区来祷告，去到不同的地方，我们尝试了解，去尝试为到那里的人祷告。
For months we have been prayer walking for the community.
但到那时候我们真的不知道。
But at the end we still don't know what we're doing.
但神就是这么奇妙的。
But God is so wonderful.
当我们去愿意去做的时候，
When we are willing to do his work,
神就为我们开路。
And God opened the door.
我们有些弟兄姊妹在街上走走，跟人聊聊天，又认识到这些人，又带到回来。
Okay, we have believers in the church. They were just walking on the street. They met people and they started bringing people in.
后来就出现了一个转机，是我们之前没有想到的。
And then there's a turning point that we never thought of before.
我们从一个区，那个区里面一个的NGO 在那里服侍了很多年一个机构。
Okay, we connected with an organization that has been working in the community for a long time.
我就借用他的地方，就问你们在这里这么久，究竟需要做些什么才能帮助这些人？
We used their location and we asked, you've been here so long, what is it that people need?
他就说我们有一个中心是做残障和轻度智障的。
He said, we have a center that does service especially to those handicapped.
他说你们有没有兴趣、啊、
Are you interested?
我们不知道有没有兴趣，总之我们说 有需要就去咯。
Well, we don't know whether we're interested, but we say that if there's such a need, we will do it.
而且我们用那个礼拜日的时候用那个中心的地方。
And so we use that center on Sundays.
在那当中我们慢慢看见神将一些中心里面一些人带来我们里面。
So we slowly recognize and realize that God brought to our church a few from that center.
在里面我们有一个喜乐小组。
Then we have a fellowship we call the Joy Fellowship.
那些人都是一些轻度智障的人。
Most of them are handicapped.
我们不知道怎么去做，但是神一步一步的帮助我们。
We don't know how to do it, but God helped us step by step.
我们的崇拜的形式要转变。
We need to change our form of worship.
我这样讲到呢，他们睡着了。
If I preach like this, they'll be all sleeping.
在里面我们要将那个唱诗时间去加长。
We had to lengthen our praise time.
我们要有一些 subject lesson, 好像人家教小朋友一样。
And then we have to use simple subject lessons as if teaching children.
但我们发觉 出嚟嗰效果係非常嘅好嘅。
But we realize the results are wonderful。
係唔單止呢啲嘅有需要嘅人，佢哋覺得得著幫助。
Not only are the handicapped being helped。
喺旁邊嘅弟兄姊妹心得到鼓勵。
And those who are around, they were encouraged too。
我睇見喺嗰度服侍嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋開始用基督嘅愛嚟到愛啲嘅人。
Those who serve are beginning to serve them with the love of Christ。
去關心佢哋。
To care for them。
我睇見一個一個嘅嚟到。
We see them joining the church one by one。
我哋當中有好多學習，我哋自己嘅教會係一個比較中產嘅教會。
Okay, our church are pretty much like a middle class church。
但我哋直堂嘅地方係一個公屋嘅村。
But the church plan is in a lower working class neighborhood。
我哋要重新學習佢哋嗰個嘅工作嘅時間，佢生活嘅習慣。有啲聚會唔可以喺嗰個時候開始，因為佢屋企煮緊飯啊。
We need to learn anew to live in the lifestyle of a lower working class. Time of meetings has to be changed.
弟兄姊妹，神將好多嘅恩賜、好多嘅資源擺喺教會裏。
God has given our church great amount of resources and gifts.
神將個束鎖我束鎖匙交我哋手上，你要做一個。
God has given us a bunch of keys. You need to be good steward of God's assets.
當我哋了解呢個嘅本質，了解呢個嘅使命嘅時候，我就要一同嘅去到靠著基督嘅恩典，我哋將呢個恩惠、呢個神嘅 resources 嚟送出。
When we understand the essence, the identity of the church, then we can be a channel of God's grace and goodness.
在那個的我們最剛才讀的最後一段的經文裡面
the last passage that we read earlier
我們經常是用在教這個婚禮裡面的一段經文
we use Ephesians 5 a lot during weddings
但是保羅講到最後的時候 我講這些東西其實是指著基督和教會講
but Paul is saying that what he's talking about the husband and wife actually is spoken by as if Christ referring to the church
我們教會屬於基督就好像辛苦屬於丈夫
The church belonging to Christ the same as the wife belonging to the husband
我們要跟基督保持一個親密的關係
We need to keep and maintain the close relationship with Christ
我們靠著這個關係我們才能夠行遠行下去
Through the relationship with Christ then and only then can we walk ahead long
當教會在慶祝週年紀念的時候
As we remember and celebrate our anniversary
讓我們互相的勉勵
Let us encourage one another
繼續的成長
Grow continuously
成為屬主、愛主、遵主、事主、蒙主稱讚
To be a church that loves the Lord, knows the Lord, serves the Lord and faithful to the Lord
最後當我結束的時候我想跟大家分享一間在韓國的教會
As a conclusion, I want to share with you a church in Korea
好幾年前咧，我哋教會咧係有一個嘅 focus study， 我哋每年有三個月嘅時間咧，我哋會將講道、將小組嘅材料擺埋一齊，咁同埋咧會一齊讀一本書。
Okay, some years ago, our church has a focus study. The whole church together study a book.
嗰本書嘅名咧就叫《馬鈴薯湯的教會》。
The title of the book was Potato Soup Church.
不知道有沒有人看過
I don't know if you are familiar with the book
這個的教會介紹了這個書介紹了南韓首爾的一間教會叫光炎教會
The book is about a church in Seoul, Korea The Light and Salt Church
這個教會為什麼叫馬鈴薯湯教會呢
Why is it called Potato Soup、
Church? 就是那個教會呢坐 在一個的大樓的裏面但是呢個大樓的地鋪呢就是一間賣韓國傳統美食馬鈴薯湯的一間店頭
Because the church is located in the upper floor of a high rise On the bottom floor is a Korean restaurant that specializes in selling potato soup
這間店頭雖然在樓下但它招牌大大個就在樓最頂樓那裡遮曬所有東西
And even though the restaurant is selling potato soup But they have a huge sign on the top of the high rise
那個教會的招牌沒有地方擺就擺下小小個
But the church only has a very very small sign
但這個教會為了愛鄰舍它沒有跟這個飯店有爭論
Because the church does not want to love the neighbor So they did not want to litigate and make a big issue about the size of the signs
反而他們的弟兄姊妹周圍就介紹人去那裡吃馬鈴薯湯那裡買馬鈴薯湯我們教會就在樓上
And the members of the church would advertise for the restaurant downstairs And say, you know where our church is located? On top floor of that potato soup restaurant.
所以久而久之，人哋就叫我哦，翻教會嘛，馬來士湯教會咯。
So they tell people to go to the restaurant and tell people, you know, our church is just on top of the restaurant. So people started coming.
呢間教會嘅特呢、这個特別嘅地方係咩咧？佢哋喺開始成立教會嘅時候咧，佢就有一個好清晰嘅一個嘅意象。
And the characteristic of this church is that from the very beginning they have a very clear vision.
佢哋重視弟兄姊妹生命質素嘅嗰種成長。
And they emphasize the quality of their spirituality.
佢定立咗喺開始教會嘅時候，定立咗要培育所有會友活出耶穌基督樣式。作為教會重要的願景之一。
They said the value from the very beginning that it is to be like Christ is the most important for the believers.
他們重視培育信徒操就人。
They emphasize on the nurture of believers and to serve and love others.
他們也都去做很多服侍的工作。
And there are a lot of services helping others.
教會的資源用在宣教、救災、扶貧和助學的工作上。
They spend all their resources on missions, on relief, on education, and other social services.
就是因为这个原因，他没有自己的堂子在那个大楼里面那个地方是租回来的。
So they did not have their own property. They rented for years and years.
他教会的理财的原则就是教会任何时间手上不可以有超过100万韩元的钱在这里。
They say that our principle, financial principle, is that we shall not have the cash reserve more than $1 million.
Yeah.我不知道现在的兑换率是多少，应该是少过$10,000。
I don't know what the exchange rate is. It's less than $10,000.
但是一个上千人的教会。
But it was a church that has more than 1,000.
所以在那里他们的使命，他们说我的使命不是要去揭发黑暗和败坏。
They say our mission is not to expose evil and immorality.
因为黑暗和败坏其实大家都知道存在的。
Because everyone knows that evil and darkness and morality existed.
他说我们的使命是在黑暗里面成为光，在败坏地方成为盐。
And they say our mission is to be light in darkness and to be salt in corruption.
所以他们改他们教会的名字叫光盐教会。
So they have the name for the church, light and salt.
在牧师做榜样带领之下，他们是以仆人的心态来服侍周围的这些邻舍。
Under the motto of the pastors, that it was a servant figure, they were serving the neighborhood.
弟兄姊妹自觉地来到投入，热切地来到服侍。
Everyone very, just from within, they reckon, you know, they just follow the example of the pastor.
就是因为这样，他们教会里面充满了很多生命改变更新的故事。
So there are a lot of stories of life transformation in the church.
我们说他们里面有很多生命的
So we say that there are a lot of life of legend in the church.
这个是一个以人为本，不以事工导向的教会。
This is a church that uses human life as a center and not using program as a center.
写这本书的人，他本来不是属于这个教会。
The author of this book does not originally belong to the church.
他是一个记者来的。
He was only a reporter.
去到教会里面访问不同的人，去想写这个教会的故事。
And so he went to the church to interview different members because he wanted to write about this church.
在里面他说他在这些会友的身上听到最多的说话就是我们很幸福。
They say that the most I hear from everybody is that we are very blessed.
不是因为他们的教会各样的设施很完备。
It's not because we are so well equipped.
而是在里面他们看见很多生命被改变的这些见证。
But they say, well, I heard so many life-changing testimonies.
当我读这本书的时候，我们一整整个教会读这本书的时候，我们很被这本书来吸引。
Okay, when we, the whole church, study this book, we were very attracted.
但是呢，那本书是好几年前写的，我都有点好奇这个教会后来变成怎样。
Okay, the book was published quite some years ago. We are very curious what has become of it.
今年我在这个互联网上面咧睇到一个嘅报告。
Recently, I read on the net and I report about this description of this church.
这个报告是一个在香港去探访呢个教会嘅另一个教会写嘅。
This report is written by a church in Hong Kong that had just recently visited this Korean church.
佢哋去到这个马铃薯汤嘅教会，佢就发觉，咦，而家唔系马铃薯汤啦。
They say that when we come to this Potato Soup Church is no longer Potato Soup Church.
教会在2013年的时候就搬去另一个地方。
They did move to another location in 2013.
因为业主迫迁。
Because they lost a lease.
他们逼住要去到买一个地方。
They have no choice but to purchase a property.
但神的恩典是奇妙，他们一直没有储建堂基金。
But God's grace is amazing because they never had a building fund.
在两年里面，他教会整个的物业付清。
But in 2 years, they paid off their entire mortgage.
但他们一心为人摆上的心没有改变。
But they never changed their principle, their mission, their vision to serve people.
当这个教会进入那个的新的教会里面的时候，他发觉有一个很大的地方是用来做牙医诊所。
They moved to a new location. A big portion of that new location is a dental clinic.People ask, why do you need a dental clinic? Is it because there's so many lies? Because Chinese say, you lie, you lose your teeth.
然后那个教会的牧师就跟他们说，
The pastor said to people,
因为在这里我们有很多外来的劳工，
Because we have a lot of foreign laborers, foreign workers in our
neighborhood. 他们不可以享受这里的医疗的福利。
They do not have medical benefits from the government.
他们给不起钱，他们牙痛，他们需要有牙齿的保养，没办法做。
So they need dental care, but they could not pay.
教会看到这个需要，所以我们就在这里设立这个设施。
The church recognized that need, so they had a dental clinic in the church.
这个教会，我当我读的时候，我自己心里面很受感动。
Okay, when I read the testimony of this church, I was so touched.
这个就是基督的教会。教会说我的教会。
This is the church of Christ when Jesus said, my church.
这个就是能够将基督的恩典、基督的爱是与周遭的人分享的教会。
This is sharing the love and grace of Christ with the neighbors.
我相信我们的教会可以成为一个这样的教会。
I believe our church can become such a church.
当我们个人的故事、教会的故事结合在基督的故事里面。
When we build our story, when we build our individual story as well as the story of the church on the story of Christ.
今天是教会37周年一个纪念。
This is our 37th anniversary.
我希望我以后再有机会回来探你们。
I hope I can revisit you again.
我希望可以看到教会在前面日子里面被神更大的来兴起，在这里成为更大的一个灯台，来到让更多人得着基督的恩。
I hope God will use you even more greatly and your light will burn even brighter.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
所以恩主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你实在奇妙，你是一切恩惠的源头。
Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you, for you are truly amazing. You are the source of all grace and blessing.
主啊，你不以我们为微小。
You do not see us as too little.
你不但只来到拯救我们，
Not only did you save us,
你又真的将这么大的使命来到托付给我们。
You have also entrusted to us such great mission.
让我们真的心里面来到渴慕来到跟随你。
That we may hunger for you to look after you.
我们渴慕来到经历你自己的奇妙。
We hunger and thirst after your amazingness.
我们渴慕被你自己所使用。
We hunger and thirst to be used by you.
成为赐福与别人的一个管道。
So that we may be a channel of your grace and blessing to others.
求主这样来到去赐福给我们众人。
Bless us all.
使用我们的教会，
Use us in this church,
在这个地方作你自己的见证，
to be a witness for you in this location.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Instead of singing the response hymn,